Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bobby Castillo. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Herndon moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox juggles the ball. That's an error on Wilcox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Ward moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Castano reaches second base with a double. Jones throws the ball into Cabell, who tags Castano trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck juggles the ball. That's an error on Harbeck. Cabell moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Ward moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground for an out. Gaetti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Brunansky tags and scores. Harbeck moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Elias Sosa now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laudner is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-4 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Leach reaches third base with a triple. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.